Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Peerless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Tim from the Bronx is today's contestant on Beat Bernie, retired NYPD, another hero. Timmy, good morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning, Sid.
Thank you for your service, my man. I really appreciate it. We all do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sid.
Were you in the Bronx? Is that where you worked?
Yes, that's right. The 4-0, the 4-2, and the 4-7.
That ain't no picnic, is it? Right?
Well,
Timmy, best of luck to you today, and thank you so much again. God bless you.
Thanks, Sid.
You're welcome, pal. Number one, who went from being Barack Obama's White House chief of staff to the 55th mayor of Chicago?
That would be Ron Emanuel.
Very good. Shortly after taking office, Tim, President John F. Kennedy established what international service program, which provided international social and economic development assistance?
That would be the Peace Corps.
Yes! Nicely done, Tim. Who was a founding father, the fourth president of the United States, and the last living signer of the Constitution?
James Madison.
Yes! My mother, my sisters, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, my cousin Norm Coleman, all went to James Madison High School in Brooklyn. He's 3-for-3, Tim. You're playing very, very well. Here's number four, buddy. In 1992, Betty Boutroyd became the first female holder of what office in Britain's House of Commons?
Just repeat that again, please, Sid.
In 1992, Betty Boutroyd became the first female holder of what office in Britain's House of Commons? I think Boris Johnson had this position once, too. Yeah.
Speaker of the House?
Yes! Oh, Timmy from downtown. And in your attempt to go perfect, what is the capital of the beautiful country of Jamaica?
That would be Kingston.
Oh, my. Look at this.
Wow. On the ball, Tim.
On the board.
Got the water up there in the Bronx.
Wow, Tim in the Bronx. Timmy, I'll put you on hold. Bernie's got to get them all right, or you get $100 and a coffee mug. That is an incredible job. Bernie, best you can do is tie today. He went 5-for-5.
Wow.
Yeah, smart guy.
Very impressive.
Former cop, super guy, too. So, ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Bernie, number one, who went from being Barack Obama's White House chief of staff to the 55th mayor of Chicago?
That was Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel.
That's right. Shortly after taking office, President John F. Kennedy established what international service program, which provided international social and economic development assistance?
I'd have to say the Peace Corps.
Yes. Who was a founding father, the fourth president of the United States, and the last living signer of the Constitution?
Washington, Adams. Washington, Adams, Madison, Monroe.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
Incorrect. Madison is the actual answer. He was the fourth president.
Washington, Adams.
Jefferson.
Jefferson. Oh, right. Yeah, I'm all right.
Even I got that. Hey. And I'm stupid.
Hey, listen. I've known it all my life.
I know.
It's just one of those deals.
Well, this guy just won, but let's finish the game anyway.
Very good. Well, I'm glad he did. He's a former
big-time
NYPD guy.
In 1992, Betty Boothroyd became the first female holder of what office in Britain's House of Commons? Same position that Boris Johnson had at one point.
She was the leader of the Tories.
Come on. Speaker of the House.
All right, she was the leader of the party.
Yeah, she was the Speaker of the House of Commons.
Okay.
All right. And what is the capital of the country of Jamaica?
Kingston.
Yes. 5-3, your final score today. Tim, a retired cop out of the Bronx, is today's winner. Timmy, congratulations.
Very good, Tim.
Thank you very much, Sid. Thank you, Bernie.
Not at all. Thank you. And thank you for your service, Tim. You're up in the BX. Tell me where, Woodside or Bainbridge?
Morris Park.
Morris Park. I know it well. I used to live down there in the Monroe Projects. You know where they are.
Oh, you're very familiar.
Yeah, the 43rd Precinct. And where did you work, if I might ask, Frank? Or Tim,
I worked in the 4-0, the 4-2, and the 4-7.
Well, and you're out? How long you been out?
9 years.
Enjoying your retirement?
Very much so.
I'm glad to hear it. The Bronx back to normal somewhat, the Morris Park area?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, some other areas, you know, not so great. But, yeah, thank God.
Well, listen, you played a great game, and how long you've been retired? 9 years, so therefore you spent what, 20 years on the force?
29.
29 years. Wow. So you've been through some hell.
The worst day, of course, was 9/11.
Wow. Look, did you go down there that day?
I was there, yeah.
Damn, you are a hero. My God, I'm so glad you won. I mean, it's the least we can do.
I know. Timmy, congratulations. You're a super guy, really a nice guy, a great contestant. Enjoy the $100 and stay in touch, okay, pal?
Very good. Could I just add one thing?
Sure, please.
I was listening this morning. You were talking about Ursula Andress.
Yes.
And she was in Dr. No.
Right.
It was Honor Blackman that was in Goldfinger.
Right.
That's
right. You know, Chris Goes in Goldfinger.
It's so funny.
Right.
That's exactly.
Joseph Abood sent me that text earlier that Bernie was wrong.
And my wife texted me at 8:10. Carol.
Same thing?
8:10. She Honor Blackman played Pussy Galore in Goldfinger.
Right. Right.
She just died at 94.
She died a couple of months ago. Carol is right. And I believe she had dark hair. And Ursula Andress, of course, was a blonde bombshell. Anyway, Tim, great job. Thank you so much.
Sid, thanks. Keep up the good work, guys. Listen every morning.
God bless
you.
Thank
you so much, Tim.
1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We'll close it out the way we do each weekday. That is on the phones with you folks. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.